Chapter 9. Walking Wounded. When the Sisters of Battle retreated to the cathedral, they left behind them thousands of dead cultists and a score of smouldering demon engines. The commandery had blunted the assault. For the moment, there were no other monsters in sight, and the cultists kept their distance from the Cathedral of St. Thecla, gathering again to await the command for another attack. There would be no more resurrections. The abominations were ash. The bodies of the dead had been returned to the cathedral for holy rites, or cremated on the battlefield. Stern returned to her cell in the catacombs of the cathedral. There was no time to rest, no time to heal. Her wounds had clotted, but they were deep. All she could do was pray for the strength she needed to take the fight to the enemy's stronghold before another siege wave began. She descended the stairs. Before her mind's eye were the faces of the Sisters of the Order of Our Martyred Lady. They were more haggard than they had been after any of the other battles on Severitas. They bore the psychic scars carved there by the risen corpses. Clavia was waiting for Stern by the door to her cell. The Dominion's eyes were anguished. The manner of her gaze made Stern uneasy. What was Stern? It was always that same question, whether it was Macrina, Dagover, Clavia, or herself asking. All had different answers. All had answers except her. She did not know the truth. "Be strong, sister," said Stern. "We have had a victory today, hard as it was."
"It does not feel like one."
"We will not see any more of those abominations. The dead rest. Their souls have always been with the Emperor. Their bodies are at rest now, too."
"They should never have existed," Clavia said with a shudder.
"No, they should not have. But their corruption came after death. There was no fault, no lapse on the part of our sisters. We did not see their souls coming for us." Clavia nodded. She clearly wanted to believe Stern's reassurance more than she actually did. There were so many terrible things that were possible, but they were words that Stern did not say.
"She was a thing that was possible."
"The enemy cannot attack us like that again," Stern said. "Remember that, and that the Emperor protects."
"The Emperor protects," Clavia repeated. "He does indeed."
She looked hard at Stern, her eyes shining.
"I am glad to be reminded."
Stern watched her go, then knelt in her cell. She had not been there long, her prayers hardly begun, when she was interrupted. She looked up, surprised to see Macrina.
"Canoness," she said, and bowed her head.
"The next attack is coming sooner than we had hoped or guessed," Macrina said. "There are more demon engines on the march. Will you come to the vestry? We must decide on our new strategy immediately."
"I will," Stern said.
Macrina's tone was neutral, but she had come instead of Dagover. The flush of hope warmed Stern's veins. That was the strength that she needed. She was ready. Dagover was waiting for them in the vestry. If he was surprised to see Macrina arrive with Stern, he did not show it. They gathered around the great table, looking down at maps they already knew too well. "We have been stymied," said Macrina.
"I disagree," said Dagover. "We have confirmed that the plateau to the east is the enemy stronghold. I believe it was our approach that triggered the escalation. The foe sought to destroy us, and Sister Superior Stern in particular. The attempt failed, and the most significant weapon in our foe's arsenal has been destroyed."
"True," Macrina granted. "I give thanks to the Emperor that we will no longer encounter our sisters in such a desecrated form. The demon engines that are making their way here are not insignificant, though. Enough of them, and they will breach the cathedral's defences."
"Then we must defeat the true foe before that happens," said Stern.
Macrina looked at her.
"How?"
"By finishing what we began. We have not retreated, Canoness, and we are not in a stalemate. We know where the enemy is, and that is where I will go."
Stern turned to Dagover. "Alone this time. I will confront and destroy him."
"Him?"
Dagover said.
You know something the rest of us do not?
He did not sound as if that idea pleased him. You are Ordo Xenos, Inquisitor. You have not fought as many forms of the ruinous powers as I have. In making war against them, I have come to know the nature of demons, their worshippers, and all of their degree. The patterns are more visible to me. And there had been a cost for this knowledge, Stern thought. The presence of so many demon engines and the nature of what happened to the fallen Sisters of Battle suggests the action of a master of possession.
Yes, Macrina said slowly. Yes, your reasoning is sound, but the scale of what is being done here is colossal. If you are correct, then this is a master of possession whose power is truly monstrous.
I believe that is the case, said Stern.
You plan to confront him alone?
I see no other choice.
A massed advance, Dagover suggested. We do not act separately this time.
No, said Stern. She bowed to Macrina. I mean no slight to your commentary, Canoness, when I say it would be too slow. I can get to the plateau faster on my own.
This is our fight, too, Macrina said coldly. Do not think you can take it from us. We were lured here, and we will not be spectators.
It is interesting that you, and therefore we, were lured to this particular location, said Dagover. A point on the planet so close to the centre of power.
The closer to the centre, the greater the power, said Stern. This is where our enemy has the greatest chance of victory. She turned to Macrina. Canoness, I would never dishonour the order by suggesting it stand aside, but I must go alone. Think of how many means of attrition and distraction the enemy could use. Advancing on the ground, we could well be truly stymied. Our foe has an inexhaustible supply of troops. Too far from the shelter of the cathedral, and there are limits to what any of us could do to stave off defeat. Macrina scowled, but did not contradict Stern. If the order of our martyred lady makes a stand here, Stern continued, then it still takes the battle to the enemy. You can fight long and hard in the cathedral. The forces against us will be divided by two targets, as they were earlier, but you will be in a stronger position.
And your position? Dagover asked. Will it be stronger?
That is irrelevant, said Stern. It is what is necessary. It is what I am called upon to do.